You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
I'm going to ask a controversial question here to start off our week, Stugatz. Mm. Is Sam Hauser a better long-range shooter than Larry Bird at Le Batard Show?
Shot for your life?
No, different question. That is not the same question. Okay. It is not shot for your life. It is simply, is Sam Hauser, because at some point, right, the legends of our youth, we're going to disrespect them the way Anthony Edwards disrespected Kevin Durant during that game.
Everyone except for Michael Jordan. Yep. I'm with you on that.
I think Sam Hauser is a better long-range shooter than Larry Bird. I think all of the skills in this sport have gotten to such a crazy place that the shot that's most valuable, people are better at it today because that's where the money is than they've ever been. Brian Scalabrine said the thing, Stugatz.
Yep, Scal.
He said the code red was ordered and that Eric Spoelstra. What are you shaking your head about, Roy?
Scal.
He'll be on with us later. He was scheduled to be
Scal's
on with gonna us.
Scal's going to be on with us later.
Yes, but he was scheduled to be on with us before he said this. And now he's wandering around telling everybody that Spo ordered the code red. Somebody's going to have to make that Celtics Heat series interesting because it feels, after game one, it feels both in hockey and in basketball, like the organizational shifts that have been necessary in these rivalries, that Boston has overtaken Miami organizationally and that the Florida Panthers have taken over the Tampa Bay Lightning organizationally.
This part, though, is very, very important. Are you telling the audience, because it's a big distinction, that we had Scal booked before he said the thing?
Yes.
We're not booking him because he said the thing.
That is correct.
Okay.
I am saying we are not adding flames to this fire on purpose.
All right.
Izzy Gutierrez is here with us. The playoffs in hockey and basketball have me feeling today the sports slothy I feel on Monday only after football.
But how? Nothing started yet.
Yep. Good point.
There have been no upsets, no road teams won. The playoffs haven't technically started yet. Put it on the poll, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Have the basketball and hockey playoffs actually started yet? Yes or no? Because in basketball, the games weren't even interesting.
No, just the one that I fell asleep on at the end. I have no idea how that game ended. I saw the score. I was like, huh, OKC Pelicans, that's the one game. But the rest of them were bad. By the way, it's not a code red. Because if you take out Jason Tatum, the Celtics are still sweeping the Heat. So slow down, Scalabrine. Slow down.
The Celtics, Stugatz, at one point during that game, I didn't see the final numbers, but 66% of their shots were threes. They never lose when they shoot that way. They often shoot that way because they are completely overwhelming offensively. One of the reasons this series doesn't bode well for Miami is because Miami is not as good at offense as Boston is at defense, and is not as good at defense as Boston is at offense.
Well, I don't know if you guys want me to do this because Mike's not here. And, you know, when Mike sort of speaks about his current fandom or lack of fandom when it comes to the Miami Heat, I feel like people are sort of rolling their eyes. Yeah. But I feel like watching this Boston series, just the first game, I kind of understand it now. I understand his position. I'm not fully backing him. I think if you're a fan, you got to stick with it. But I understand his position. When you look at Bam and Jimmy are effectively a duo that is, you know, not a perfect fit, kind of like Tatum and Brown. A duo, not exactly a perfect fit. They've tried to add the pieces around him. They've tried a Kyrie Irving, a Kemba Walker, this guy, and now Kristaps Porzingis. And now, in that time, they've also added a Derek White. They've added a Drew Holiday. Now, that imperfect duo looks like they're on an all-timer type of team. That's all Mike was asking. We've got Jimmy. You've got Bam. Put the right pieces so where 5 years down the road, you have this unstoppable team. He was looking for his, Jason Tatum was looking for his Pau Gasol. He got it in Kristaps Porzingis. Jimmy and Bam still are looking for their Pau Gasol. Give it another year. And this is where I'm saying with Mike is like, don't give up. Give it another year because Woj is telling you Miami's in position to maybe get another big time player next year. And what would that team look like? It would look way better if you're playing with a Donovan Mitchell in there the same way this Celtics team looks with a Kristaps Porzingis. So the Celtics are actually doing the Heat thing better than the Heat.
Wow. Tyler Hero has done some damage to his value over the last few games of inefficiencies. And I don't know about the rest of you as it regards this sport, but I still find it disorienting to see the 7'3" guy shooting from 30 feet.
So well, too.
Why would anybody block that shot? That has been almost the entirety of my life a terrible shot.
Imagine Kareem shooting from that distance.
That's what it's like to see the 7'3" guy do that. I talked to a I was surprised by this. I talked to a person that's high ranking in the NBA who would know stuff about player evaluation, who said he would take 13 centers over Bam.
Really?
13 centers.
Huh.
And don't talk to that person anymore.
Did he list them?
He did.
Really?
I'm gonna get the list for you. Porzingis was one of them, but one of the reasons for it is the stretching of the floor that Bam doesn't do the way Porzingis does. I still don't think watching that game that Bam wants to be taking the threes. He'll take them, but it doesn't feel like he wants to be taking them.
Not his job. There's a whole other side of the floor that Porzingis could not do any of the things that Bam does.
Izzy, you made good points, but they are playing without Jimmy Butler. I mean, it should be noted.
No. I'm not saying that this Heat team is what it is. I'm saying if Jimmy was there, they would still be
underdogs.
You
are saying this Heat team is what it is. That is what you're saying. You're saying it is what it is. I don't know what that is. What is that?
You got me. I'm saying the pieces around them have not gotten good enough over the years. We're still, we have enough. No, it needs to be overwhelming. It used to be back in the day with the Heat Big Three. That was overwhelming talent. What are you going to do with that? Now the talent's more spread out. There's duos all over the
it's
league.
It's whelming, you're saying. It's whelming talent.
Yes. And this whelming talent here in Miami is just not enough to get people like Mike excited who have been on this train the entire time.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite, less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dan Le Batard. All these high-paid analysts, I don't want to mention names, TNT, ESPN, you know, oh, yeah, they are dead. They cannot, they're not going to make it, you know. Even if they win in, if they lose in Miami.
I need to calm you down. I need
that's right. If they lose
down.
In Miami, they don't got a chance in Boston. Or they are going to have their ass, you know what, in Boston, you know.
Stugats.
They were wrong. Are they going to lose their job? No. Are they going to get a cut in pay? No. What are they going to do? Keep predicting what is the obvious. They're going to say, oh, the Nuggets are going to win. Oh, Denver, the altitude. And you know what? The Heat are going to win it all.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Mike didn't even watch the Heat game. He was at Panthers. Roy, you're leaving early today because you've got a big Panthers interview, correct?
Yes, we have an interview with Anton Lundell.
Wow!
Nice.
How did you feel watching a game in which...
My pillow guy? No, that's a different Lundell. That's a Lindell, actually.
That's your first contribution, letting anyone know you're here today, Billy?
Just asking in case there's confusion. Yeah.
How did it feel watching a Lightning playoff game and I didn't see Kucherov? Didn't feel him, didn't have any idea where he was?
It felt good. I mean, the Panthers really threw the Lightning off their game plan for the first 15 minutes of the game, and it really felt good. It was a good grind in that game. The first shot for Tampa in the game happened like 7 minutes left in the first period. So yeah,
yeah,
it
but
really
those next 3 minutes.
Okay, all right. They took advantage of the one defensive lapse that the Panthers had on the third opportunity off the faceoff play they had. That's when they scored. That's when Brandon Hagel scored. But outside of that, it was all Panthers.
Period, you weren't nervous even for a second.
No. No, because the Panthers played very good defense in this game, and it was really good. And it was a very physical game. It wasn't the type of, you know, bulldozing, bowl you over type checking. It was like enough checking to get you off of the puck and take the puck away.
PK Subban said that he wanted more hatred. Yeah. That was his analysis.
It's just the first game of a
seven-game series.
It's a
long road to Lord Stanley, Dan. You don't want to...
Roy, I'm
going to
call BS on you, by the way, because I do think 1-1 headed to the third, you were nervous just because of the opponent. I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They really threw the Lightning off their game. They really did. 109 hits in that game. Everybody got a hit. I've never seen that before. The entire team, both teams, each player got a hit except for the goal.
Why is Subban out here saying that he wants more hatred?
He does. I mean, he wants hockey to work in Florida, and that's apparently what's
We don't need more hatred.
There's enough hatred between these two teams. I mean, regular season, past playoff appearances, there's enough hatred there, and it will build up.
Mark, we need more.
Mark Messier's analysis is that the third goal was going to win that game because of what Roy's talking about. The neutral zone was entirely controlled by the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. All the entries that the Lightning had in this game, they pretty much clogged them up. It was a sight to see.
Do the rest of you feel the way that I do on this Monday, the way that you do after a college football Saturday and Sunday? Because I'm a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of sports that there were over the weekend, but it wasn't necessarily good or dramatic. You don't have anything that gave you an excitement, an enthusiasm, a surprise game one win, a road team winning a game one. A
lot of blowouts. All these teams should join a conference. I don't like seeing blowouts in the playoffs.
The rare boring, exciting weekend.
Nailed it.
Was it?
It was like there was a lot going on, but there wasn't a lot of interesting stuff.
Like it's generally how I feel when I go to Vegas. I'm excited when I go there, and by the time I'm leaving, I feel dirty and
don't
broke.
Ever want to be here again.
And it was worse for South Florida fans because it was all over by 3 p.m. and then you've got all these other sports to watch, but you're already hungover.
This is another problem that all of their games in the first two games, they've got another conflict the next time. They're giving me both games that have stakes that I care about at exactly the same time. I need it spread out.
There was an outlier to this. The Jets beat the Avalanche Lynch 7-6.
Yeah.
13 goals in that game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank
that
you.
Was a banger.
Thank
that
you.
Was a banger.
You're right.
There was something.
And the game that you missed because you fell asleep busy in basketball, CJ McCollum had a bad shot late. He was well guarded, and they missed Zion at the end.
Got it. Thanks.
I was watching golf yesterday. Nelly Korda. I mean,
and Scotty Scheffler. Yeah. My God.
A couple of stars.
Why is he playing so much?
Take a week off, buddy.
Are you having a kid or not? Jeez.
It was
Louise.
A signature event, so I think there's a bigger purse if you play.
RBC Heritage.
Yeah, the Heritage.
Yeah.
It's a, yeah. a lot of the pros like that tournament.
Yeah, he's tight on money. He needs
If you guys were that great at golf, you'd want to play.
I'd all never
the,
stop playing.
All the time.
Oh, I wish.
So you guys are sitting here saying, why is he playing so much?
We all suck at golf.
Because he's better than everybody.
If I was that great at golf, I would hate golf because of the amount of time that I need to dedicate to golf to be that great at golf.
But I think what Chris is saying is you just won a green jacket. You just had a kid. Like, take a weekend off.
I don't think he had the kid yet.
No, I don't think
really?
He had the kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stubborn one.
Huh.
Billy. Oddly enough, he wasn't willing to leave the RBC. For the kid.
You think he had the kid in between Sunday at the Masters and this weekend?
That's what I thought.
If he had the kid, it would explain why he's playing so much golf.
Billy, what do you feel like you're great at if you're saying I don't want to put in the effort to be great?
No, I didn't say I don't want to put in the effort to be great. I never said that. Don't put those words in
you,
my mouth.
What you said is that kind of greatness, you would hate golf because of the effort that you had to put in to be that great.
I would be tired of playing golf if I was that great at golf because of how much time and effort I would dedicate to golf. It would be boring to me at that point, become a chore.
Huh.
Stugatz has proven you can dedicate a lot of time to it and not be that good.
Yes, I have.
It's actually stunning.
While telling everybody how great he is at golf, that's the thing.
I can't believe how average he is at golf for how much golf he plays. Like the one time that I played with him, I was like, huh.
Yeah.
This is, huh.
I'm actually impressed by Stu on the golf course because he clearly has a herniated disc somewhere. Like, there's an injury
like
out there,
yes,
but he is swinging away.
L2, L3, L4, and I believe now L6 and L7, I believe.
That's
I haven't been
a lot of
L's.
Yes, I know.
Stugatz's cure, instead of stretching self-care for all that ails his back for years, is to get the shot that pregnant women get to give birth, the epidural shot. That is, it's not to repair anything. It's just simply to soak it in medicines.
It's a bridge to the next shot.
Put it on the poll at Levitar Show. Is Stugatz's golf game a medical shot as a bridge to another medical shot? I have to make it a medical shot because the shots in golf is
I got
called
it.
Shots.
It's a good one, Dan.
It's not a good one. I just have to make
it's a whelming one. Then.
The tortured explanation. Roy, go sit outside.
I mean, come on. It's a callback.
It's not that I didn't understand the joke.
2 minutes for a callback.
You're explaining jokes too. So
I know, but I was apologizing for explaining.
Well, I apologize as well.
Well, you're penalized for saying it as well.
Huh. Do the Heat fans all feel a little bad because of how excited they were to beat the Bulls in the play-in, and then what happened on Sunday just put them back into like, oh yeah, that's why we were in the play-in. Like you feel weird, right? It's a weird weekend.
It's hard to see how the Miami Heat are going to win a game in that series because Boston has gotten a good deal better. And if they're going to be healthy, never mind if they shoot like that. If they shoot like that, you have no chance. But, Stugatz, they often shoot like that. I told you earlier this season, there was a game they had in which all five of their guys made three threes. It was the first time, five starters. It was the first time, like, I think it's happened three times ever, and they've done it twice this year. Their shooting is ridiculous.
They had three guys with four threes in game one against the Heat. They had Porzingis. They had White, who's been great. He has been great. And they had your boy Hauser.
I would push back that Heat fans were excited after beating the Bulls. We didn't have Jimmy. It was pretty, like, we won that game, but
Jeremy was the Heat fan after that game. You had Chicago announcers saying Heat culture is a real thing. Spo was basically setting you up for the loss to the Celtics when he said you have to earn your playoff appearance. It's not something that can be given to you, and I don't take for granted making the playoffs. So just telling you, hey, we're still relevant in a sense. My question for you on the Celtics is, do you like watching them play? Isn't that the style of basketball that people just get annoyed by? It's just like tic-tac-toe, easy three.
If you don't like it, then you don't like what the modern game has become in general. Because they're the ones who have perfected it. They're doing that better than anybody in the league is doing it. So you may have objections.
Golden State started it, though, right?
Yes, but they're doing it better now than anybody. Oh. And if you don't like the way they're playing, and they're playing, Stugatz, Trae Young's available by trade right now. He doesn't play any defense, but the evolution of the game has bothered a great many people because of how it is that you're playing along the perimeter and shooting from a million feet away, and all of a sudden what you used to like about the post and playoff basketball is gone.
Trae Young.
I stepped right on that one. I thought exactly what Stu did. I thought of the Warriors, and that's when watching them play, I'm like, well, wait a second. It's not just Steph and Klay here. All these guys can hit this three, and they're going to hit it at a ridiculous clip. And four out of seven games, they're probably going to shoot it like that. And what are you going to do about it? And so I think that where, you know, the real basketball fans want to see Jaylen Brown cross you over and dunk, they just want to see him get into the lane, three more passes, that's a wide open three. I'm not saying it's boring. I love basketball. I just think that this is where the fans who don't love basketball don't love watching this. And Jason Tatum having a triple-double, but I don't even remember a play outside of him getting clipped.
I'd go another route on this. I would say that I would have preferred the Heat lose against the Bulls so I didn't have to watch what I'm about to watch.
But imagine the Bulls playing the Celtics. Oh. If you thought Sunday was bad.
But Dan's saying he'd rather watch that.
I just wouldn't want to watch it. That's right. You've got it right. But Atlanta, I would have liked seeing Atlanta against the Celtics just because they played them tough a couple times this season.
Kobe White had a night on the beach, huh?
Trae Young.
Kobe White was not very good down here, but that game feels like it was a million years ago. That game against the Chicago Bulls.
It does. And really, like, when I think of Heat fans reacting to that game, I'm just thinking about how last night I opened TikTok and the first video I saw was Jeremy reacting to the win over the Bulls from Friday night. And I was like, why is he so happy? The Heat just lost today. And then I realized it was like a 3-day-old video. And I was like, that's hilarious.
Suspiciously, Jeremy is out today, doesn't want to deal with any of the shame that would be coming his way. A couple of the moments, though, from the weekend in basketball, Stugatz. Damian Lillard with Giannis out, they drag the Pacers. And Damian Lillard, you are seeing here some B-roll of him on the court. Stephen A. Smith has reported that he's unhappy there. A lot of people are talking about if there's a first round exit, he's going to leave Milwaukee or want to be out of Milwaukee. But this part feels good where he's at the center of everything. He's been at Coachella the last couple of years during the playoffs. He was lamenting that. And here you can see him mouthing, this is why you brought me here. This is what you brought me here for. But for me, the thing that I wanted to analyze with you guys because of how disrespectful it was. So Anthony Edwards has said that Kevin Durant is his favorite player. And on the court, you can see him mouthing some form of "you can't bleeping guard me" when Kevin Durant is on him. Go ahead and roll that. And so he hits the three in his face, and as they're running down the court, he says to me, "What the bleep did I tell you?" And calls him an old ass right to his face. And the camera angle, unfortunately, shows Kevin Durant's bald spot as he's calling him an old ass.
Did the cameraman went for that?
I don't think so. I do think it's wildly disrespectful, and I'm confused by it. Because I know that insults can be a language of intimacy among men. But when you respect someone enough to call them your favorite player of all time, how does Kevin Durant feel running up the court and nodding, "Yeah, I'm old"?
You're undercutting yourself at the knees when you're like, "Oh, I just busted your ass. Oh, but you're old, so I shouldn't really give myself that much credit for it." Which is it?
The Timberwolves liked calling the Clippers old on the sidelines. And you saw, Stugatz, why in that OKC game, why some people don't trust youth in the playoffs. Because youth can be knuckleheaded. But Durant is smiling at being called old. He is smiling in Edwards' face.
I mean, he gets it, right? It's kind of like the passing of the torch, that kind of thing.
What do you mean he gets it?
I mean, he grew up idolizing Kevin Durant. Well, now he's playing against Kevin Durant and beating him.
But gets what, though? It's disrespectful, and as he says it in his face, my guess is the competitor in Kevin Durant is made agitated by it. In this game, they happen to be down 25, but I'm guessing he's smiling in a way that thinks vengeance. He's not smiling in a way that thinks he's actually happy about that.
He should have said back, you're young and you're a knucklehead. That would have been a good comeback. Youth can be knuckleheaded. You knucklehead.
You tell me how it is that Kevin Durant, you imagine that he's receiving being told that he's old in a game that he's down 25. Because Allen Iverson, when he crossed over Michael Jordan famously at the top of the key, kept it polite. He didn't say anything.
Well, Jordan wasn't old yet.
Well, this is what Kevin Durant is about. Like, Kevin Durant, he's almost the prototype real hooper, is he not? And so the real hoopers, you can take the smack talk, especially when it comes with this level of, I know it sounds asinine, respect from Anthony Edwards, because he's not doing this to anybody else. He says out loud, he's my favorite player ever. Me personally, I would treat my favorite player ever quite differently if I met him or played it against him. But yeah, this is how he treats him, and KD's all about it.
I'm trying to like envision a scenario. What's he doing in this scenario, being respectful down the court? Like, what does the opposite of that look like? Like, guiding down the court? Like, here you go. Come, guys, can I guide you?
Sorry, I'm doing this to you, Kevin.
Just silence.
Across the street, just fine.
Just silence. Silence would be more respectful.
Let your play speak.
Hey, it's just, I'm more respectful than calling him an old ass.
It's more respectful than what Chris calls his dad.
Yeah.
To say it right in his face when the league is indeed sort of at the point where you expect it to be taken from Kevin Durant.
Well, they were probably going back and forth all game, right? And we just have one isolated clip. I'm sure Kevin Durant talked crap to him.
Oh, but I'm talking about
the
specifics of the insult is what I'm like the place where
it seemed to care.
The play where it lands. And maybe he doesn't care, but I would care about that is what
I would care if somebody called you old.
If I'm
it's not in, an opinion, it's a fact.
If I'm in the position that Durant's in, when how often's he been a six seed? Like where you see it slipping away, where you see you have to play on their court and you're down 25, and the Beal Booker thing's not good enough this year.
So this is a don't poke the bear situation.
No, I'm saying poke the bear. The bear's old. Like I'm saying, fine.
Well, that's what Edwards is saying.
It's no.
It's an old ass bear.
But yeah. What I'm asking you guys is, you guys are saying Kevin Durant is indeed smiling and meaning it, and I'm like, I don't think so. I'm saying that one hurts in the places you don't talk about at cocktail party.
I think
party.
Game one. I think game one. This is like it's a long series, Rook. Like he's like, okay, see if you're laughing when it's over. Yeah.
Kevin Durant's 35. Sports are insane.
He's the age of Nicholas Batum.
So it hurts.
He's old.
In the anus?
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Don Lebatard.
God doesn't even know what this list
but
is.
He was ahead of Tom Brady, who also won a playoff game.
A couple, yeah. That was literally the most confusing list we've ever done.
But Tebow's got a better shot of coming
mad.
Back.
Give him
a
chance.
He's got
more
lists.
I'm mad.
I'm angry.
I want to leave.
Stugatz.
This would have been your day. This should be. You should own the sports media landscape
right
now.
I am. Top 7 guys I would not want the Jets.
No. you.
No.
No, I'm not allowing it.
Give him Zach a chance, Wilson, guys.
Number one.
No, I'm not giving him a chance. I'm giving him 20 years.
Larson, what?
I've given him my prize.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
I was hearing from some people over the weekend, Stugats, asking the specifics of what you're doing for the NFL draft. Where it is that you will be, if people will be able to see you, interact with you, meet and greet with you.
I'll be in Detroit-ish, around the area.
Like, when you say around the area, you mean like Ann Arbor?
Well, you know what? I asked Billy what I'm doing for draft week, and he said you'll be in Detroit-ish. And so that's where I'm going to be. I think we're doing something Thursday night, a live watch-along for the first round up until the Dolphins pick at a DraftKings sportsbook in the Detroit-ish area.
But you don't know which one it is?
It's so DraftKings Sports and Social. People? Yeah, DraftKings Sport and Social in Michigan. If you want to go, you can go hang out there. I'm intentionally not telling Stugatz exactly where it is because I need him to get on the plane and get there.
On the bird?
And then once he gets there, he'll get more of the information that he doesn't need to know at the moment. I just need him to get to the airport, get on that plane, and then we're good.
All right.
I think.
Just came back from Detroit.
Yeah. I was surprised to see you today, to be honest with you. I never know what's going on with you. Well, and I'm the person people come to find out what's going on with you.
I'm sorry about that, Billy.
So wait, you're just staying until the Dolphins pick? Don't they have like the 21st pick around there?
It's going to be a long night. Yeah, we're going to be on from 8 p.m. until the Dolphins pick-ish is the plan
so you're
right
skipping
now.
Skipping the next 11.
Well, I mean,
who cares?
You have to pay for internet. It's not free. You know what I mean? We're not going to be here until 1 a.m. watching teams pick. We need to know what the Chiefs are going to do at the end of the first round. Who cares? So we'll be here. Stugatz will be in Detroit-ish with Mike Ye. They're going to be reacting live all Wednesday. Stugatz is going to be talking to some draft picks. We're going to be checking in with him. We're going to be checking in with the fans that are there with him in Detroit-ish, Michigan. We're going to be checking in with Lucy, who's going to be on the ground. She's going to be doing some off-roading. We're going to be checking in with her for fan reaction. I'll be here manning the ship, Dan. Don't you worry about that. Jess will be here. Tony will be here. Juju will be here. Chris will be here, I believe. Everyone's welcome to attend. Whoever wants to be here is free to come if you'd like.
Dan?
Yeah, no thanks.
Why not?
I hate all drafts.
Why?
Because I hate them all.
No, he doesn't want us to make fun of his popcorn again.
You guys should be so honored that I would make popcorn for you on a draft.
Can you?
I will not. No, I will not be partaking in anything draft related.
Why not? Deliver?
Because I hate the draft.
It's a big day for the company.
We've already covered this.
Yeah, it's a big draft. It is.
I don't care.
What are the Dolphins
going to
pick? They got a lot of needs.
About the draft than I did before.
Right. I'm going to it.
I know. And there are 16, the top 16 picks. There are a lot of quarterbacks needed. So you guys are going to convince yourself that J.J. McCarthy is a great professional quarterback?
Tell me why he's not.
Yeah.
Because I saw him play all of last year and his coach tried to hide him.
National champion.
Before getting that 15-0 tattoo that he got this weekend.
Draft expert,
to be fair, they didn't need to throw a lot. So
that's right. And that is my indication that if they were good at throwing, my guess is they would have.
You know what would be fun to do this week? Let's draft drafts. What? We'll go around and we'll draft our favorite drafts. Like, I would take the NFL draft first.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, that would be my
first. So would your military draft be last or first?
Oh, I'm not taking that.
I mean,
you?
It's on the board. Doesn't exist anymore. But
Thanks for your service. Yeah. Or is it, would you put it, you wouldn't put it last, right? You'd put it somewhere else just to be politically correct so that you couldn't be too controversial by calling it the worst and the most un-American of drafts, even though it was at one time very American.
DraftKings would be number one, of course.
Yeah absolutely.
Lite would be in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Miller Lite draft. Yeah.
Yeah.
The draft you get up your shorts when you ride a roller coaster with that underwear.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, real drafty.
Can't relate. That sounds like a good one.
Is it a good one?
Never been on a roller coaster.
Is it the draft up your... Put it up on the poll, please, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Is the draft up your shorts on the roller coaster a good draft?
When you're not wearing underwear.
When you're not wearing...
I'm just going by Stugatz's word here.
That's the key. No underwear.
Is it the king? That's the key to the correct draft, is it?
You're welcome.
Why are you taking thanks
just
for
because
this?
That was a good 2 minutes we did there.
Yeah.
Draft talk.
Content.
Well, we haven't done it yet. We were just talking about how the draft
mystery
may play
crate
out.
Halloween candy draft, one of my all-time favorite drafts.
I won that draft.
Is that where we did? No, we had to have a candy and
Chris Whittingham
a broadcaster.
Lost. No, I think that was just candy. That was when Chris took Tootsie Rolls first overall.
Terrible pick.
Which is such a bad pick.
Tell him.
You want the list of 13 centers who are allegedly better than Bam, according to somebody whose basketball analysis?
I'm in the mood for a laugh.
Somebody whose
really
basketball
trust.
Analysis you no longer respect.
Really
who is this person? So none
I'm
of us respect this
know.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, I cannot tell you because that is
Sparkly.
A betrayal.
Huh.
I don't know that I would say that I trust all of Charles' basketball analysis. He says a lot of things. I was sad to see the other day, though, that Charles Barkley's show with Gayle King was canceled after 6 months, at least in part because he doesn't have time to devote to being available all the time for that show. Now, I do not agree with this list, but I will tell you, for example, Stugatz, when it comes to Tyler Hero and the Miami Heat's assessments of Tyler Hero, there have been a couple of things in the past that I have relayed about the Miami Heat's assessment of Tyler Hero that have been controversial things. One of them was saying that the Miami Heat thought that he should be aspirationally someone who looked to be like Devin Booker. And more recently, what I said, compounding off of that opinion, is that Tyler Hero is as good as Tyrese Maxey, which he has not been. But what you saw from Hawkes in that first game where he was fearless, we used to say that about Tyler Hero.
Yes.
How fearless he was as a young person. But I do think that one of the things that's finally happening after 5 years, Stugatz, of Boston and Miami fighting at the top of that conference is Miami's mid-first round picks, Bam and Tyler, have hit where their ceilings are, and Boston's higher picks, the better talents according to the draft that haven't needed sort of organizational culture, their higher picks are now growing with compliments and building into a place where Tatum and Brown, their physical skill sets, were drafted higher than Bam and Tyler's and Jimmy. Not that that's always the measurement, but in this case, when it came time to just taking skill sets, Boston has the guys that are taken at the top of the first round, and Miami has the guys that they're doing the most they can with from the middle of the first round. Izzy, what is your assessment as someone who has covered basketball for a long time? What's happened with Tyler Hero? Because I did expect some jumps here that would allow him to be someone who, as a number one, could give you the 40-point game if you needed it. You're not going to be as good as you were with Jimmy Butler, but you weren't going to be that 11-point crud where he's taking a ton of bad shots. You don't believe any of them are going in. You need him to make something from 25 feet, and he's starting a game again, two of the last three, 1-for-9 or 2-for-11.
Yeah, so my take on Tyler is he's ridiculously skilled. I think where you had the comparison to Devin Booker, the part that was sort of you didn't really know was going to happen was his size. Would he fill out? Devin Booker's got a barrel chest. He's got some arms to him, right? He can sort of fend off of contact. Tyler Hero looks frail. He looks so thin out there that when he takes a jumper, it looks like it's affected by the wind somehow. I don't know. It's just really weird. And so
the ball or him?
The ball.
By a draft,
both.
Would you say?
By a draft, actually. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
The draft up his shorts when he's not wearing underwear. Make it a roller coaster for all of us.
You're welcome.
And so, yeah, I just don't think the physicality and this season has been probably the worst possible scenario for Tyler because at some point in the middle of the season, the refs just swallowed their whistles. And so when it was a point where everybody hated the game because everything was a ticky-tack foul, that's a great place for somebody like Tyler because he's ridiculously skilled. But if you have to take on all this contact or if you let people bully you and just take the ball away from you more often than you see most players that happen to, you don't feel like you belong there for certain stretches. And then all of a sudden you'll have him see a game where he scores 30 and has 10 rebounds and 6 assists. And you say, okay, Tyler Hero is a great number 2 or 3 option on a team. It is very difficult to be a lead guy on a playoff team. Even if it's number 8, it's ridiculously hard.
That does happen a lot to him, where he's just dribbling and they take the ball away from him. It's an unusual amount. I also think, Stugants, that people vastly underestimate, when watching the likes of James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, how physically strong those human beings are. Like, even among people who are physically strong, James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, what their core strength is like something that you probably couldn't fathom if it was posting up on you. Kawhi Leonard again getting just scorched over the weekend by Stephen A. Smith and others because of his lack of availability, Stugatz. And I just would be super frustrated. Anthony Davis has this reputation, played a ton of games this year, but I would be super frustrated if I were Kawhi Leonard or Joel Embiid and I was trying to play all the time and all sorts of things were getting in the way of my availability, and now the media, because my body is betraying me,
right,
is turning me into someone who's not available. When, given how little Kawhi Leonard talks, I'm genuinely curious whether he's deeply resentful that he feels like San Antonio did this to him. That San Antonio's doctors and its care, given how quiet he is, given that he left there, given that he was a bit of a problem at the end that Popovich was talking about as a problem, it makes me wonder whether some of the things that he's dealing with, because I don't think it's an absence of care, Stugatz. I don't think Kawhi Leonard...
Oh, no, I think Kawhi cares, and I think he has to be upset at the organization, the Spurs organization, for doing, at least in his mind, physically, what they did to him. Yeah, that has to be... That has to be frustrating. But I also understand guys like Stephen A. Smith coming out and saying, hey, it's the playoffs. Play. Let's go.
I know, but Stugatz, he would if he could.
You're seeing that from Joel Embiid. He wouldn't be playing right now if it was the regular season. He's only doing it because it's the postseason and because he's had so many missed opportunities. This is the frustrating part if you're Kawhi Leonard, if you're Joel Embiid. If I'm Kawhi, I don't even look back at the San Antonio experience because I've had years of doctors being able to treat it. You would think that I would be able to get on the other side of this. But it just keeps happening at the wrong time. And you say to yourself every year, hey, if he's played 20 straight games, maybe this is the year. And then it happens again. And what can you do about that but be frustrated?
He, in his last eight games, has shot under 50%, last eight playoff games. That is not him. But he almost went out with what I thought was a career-ending injury that would have been the greatest I've ever seen, which is throwing it off the backboard, dunking, and then just being done for the year. Like, doing that to Mitchell Robinson, like, just the pride and ego. What a great male way to go out. Just, I'm going to do something so very masculine and also incredibly dumb.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.